This is a bad idea. Dr. Kurt Foster revolted against the ultimatum his colleague, Dr. Luke Malone, had just delivered on behalf of the Ellenbreath University Psychology Board. Kurt shook his head, then continued, I won't fucking do it. Don't make this harder than it already is, Kurt. You no longer have a choice. He registered the genuine regret in Luke's expression when the other man slid the rejected paperwork across the glossy surface of Kurt's desk. They denied your plea. There are consequences to decking James, even if the bastard deserved it. Kurt yanked open a drawer, dumped the folder inside, then slammed it shut, wincing as he flexed his scabbed knuckles. She's been violated once. I won't let her be subjected to it again without her permission. Calm down. I admit, it's not typical procedure, but I'm here to do the only thing in my control to prevent the board from kicking your ass out and firing you from the job you love. Luke inhaled, his gaze darting away for a moment. The board has ruled. You're to conduct the Dream Machine experiment with Rebecca. Yes, sir, Mr. Board President. Kurt sneered. Luke didn't deserve his foul mood, but he couldn't suppress the urge to swipe at someone while everything he'd built crumbled around him. He shoved back, then began to pace, scrubbing his hands through his hair. Fuck. I don't mean that, Luke. I know. Of course, the renowned psychologist understood. You feel guilty because her dreams were invaded, because watching them made you want her more, and because you're afraid she's not ready. But you have an impeccable record. You know I think of you as a brother. But I'm speaking for the board when I say you're the right man for this job. This is the only opportunity you have for a true control. You'd never be allowed a blind trial if Dr. Dipshit hadn't broken into your lab. He proved it's safe, and that Rebecca wants this. You starred in every single wild dream of hers. She needs you. The fury Kurt hadn't succeeded in pounding out on James prohibited him from answering. He'd never intended his invention to be used like this. As a leader in the field of sexual therapy and repression research, he strived to help people, not hurt them. Two nights ago, he'd forgotten to lock the damn door to his private laboratory, which adjoined the university practice. His assistant, Rebecca Williams, had paid the price for his moment of carelessness, and she didn't even know it yet. Now, he had to fix it. If he didn't agree to the board's demands, they would find someone else to take his place, probably Luke. Jealousy sealed his fate. Defeated, he sank into the plush leather desk chair. How's this going to work? The board is giving you 7 days to prove the Dream Machine is a viable treatment for sexual repression. They agree to allow you to operate without a witness in person, but you have to record the proceedings for me to review each day. If you tell her about the break-in, the board will terminate the study. I won't be able to intervene to protect you again. You'll bring her to a board meeting midway through to present your progress. If they see merit in the work, they'll allow you to continue to completion. Kurt knew Luke well enough to identify the heat layered beneath concern in the other man's eyes. He growled low in his throat. Don't be thinking about her like that.